Well, John, well, Kent's a flying machine. You're always going to... Well, did you think you could, once you'd seen his time, did you give yourself a squeak?
In my own mind, I can win everything. So I didn't go in there thinking, no, I can't beat him. I was thinking, I'm going to try and beat him.
I definitely think
up to the plank, number seven, I was on him. I was right with him. But I was just saying, like, today, I don't know why Argento was really spooky and looking at things. And I think I had two more strides to fence eight than Kent. At that point, I knew I was struggling to catch him, but then I was quick again over the last two. But everything had to be bang on. Kent was fast in between the jumps. He turned short. You had to do everything really, really perfect to beat him.
And just this show now, obviously going up to four star, how good do you think it is? Because suddenly we're getting some high quality other shows away from just Hickstead sort of emerging now. Do you feel this must be, given where you've seen the sport, how good is it for the sport in this country?
I think it's very good. Putting up to a four star and putting the money up has attracted, you know, some really good riders, you know. The facilities are great, the ring's really, really good, the setting's fantastic. You can't follow the show, but it's good to get some high class riders here.
And what's the season going to hold for you? Have you got anything in mind that might send you to Rio, or are you looking at a different campaign?
I'm not thinking about taking Argento to Rio. He's got his limitations. I know what they are. I think I'm better just doing what I know he can win. Jump and win. My plan at the beginning of the year was to try with Onalaya. That's a nice mare I've got, and she's going to Rome in 2 weeks. And I think that'll be a little bit of a crunch point for me for the Olympics. If she jumps good, very, very good there, for sure I have a chance, you know.
How would you like to? I mean, are you keen to go? I mean, you've been going to Olympics. How much you still got the hunger to go?
Obviously I want to go. I don't want to go not knowing I haven't got a chance. I want to go if I think I've got a chance. So the next few weeks will be the, you know, test for me with Onalaya, and just see if she's jumping good enough, then I'll try my best to go, yeah.
And how do you think the team at this moment? Do you think we could have a good team going as the defending champions?
We've got potentially a very good team. I mean, London 2012, we had it with the best riders and best horses, all fit and well and sound on the day, you know, and that's not always easy to do, you know. You get your best ones fit and ready at the right time. So if the best ones are fit and ready, we have a very good chance.
And if
we're not, then...
Well, it's like all these things, but so for you personally, though, it's Rome is the decisive weekend. If it goes well, then you may be going.
If she jumps pretty good in Rome, then I've got quite a good chance, yeah. And I've been resting her up, you know, to try and get to peak at the right time.